Lysa whirled, her heavy robe swirling around her. Robert Aaron, Lord of the Eyrie, stood in the doorway, clutching a ragged cloth doll and looking at them with large eyes. He was a painfully thin child, small for his age, and sickly all his days, and from time to time he trembled. The shaking sickness, the maesters called it.
I heard voices.
Small wonder, Catelyn thought. Lysa had almost been shouting. Still, her sister looked daggers at her. This is your Aunt Catelyn, baby. My sister, Lady Stark. Do you remember? The boy glanced at her blankly.
I think so,
he said, blinking, though he had been less than a year old the last time Catelyn had seen him. Lysa seated herself near the fire and said, Come to Mother, my sweet one. She straightened his bedclothes and fussed with his fine brown hair. Isn't he beautiful? And strong, too. Don't you believe the things you hear? John knew. The seed is strong, he told me. His last words. He kept saying Robert's name, and he grabbed my arm so hard he left marks. Tell them, the seed is strong. His seed. He wanted everyone to know what a good, strong boy my baby was going to be. Lysa, Catelyn said, if you're right about the Lannisters, all the more reason we must act quickly. Not in front of the baby, Lysa said. He has a delicate temper. Don't you, sweet one?